Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. This is Pastor Sam Rodabaugh, and our word for the day is the word life. Life is a precious commodity with which the Lord has blessed each of us. It's one of the most valuable resources on earth. Paul says in Acts 17, God himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Even the world recognizes that life is precious and not to be wasted. The saying is, you only live once, and so you are to make the most out of every day. Life seems like a pretty straightforward subject, and yet it's the cause of much debate and arguments. What is the origin of life? Did we evolve, or were we created? When does life begin? Does it begin at conception, or after 20 or so weeks? Who has the right to decide when life begins or ends? Is that in each individual's hands, or is it in God's hands? What happens when life ends? Is there an afterlife, or is this all we get? So we see life is really a complex subject to talk about. Even with regards to the high value placed on life by most of the world, there is some unspoken disagreement. The world says life is precious, don't waste it. Be the best you can be. Live every day to its fullest. But whose life are they talking about? The answer is each individual's. By human nature, we value our own lives above others. Yes, life is precious, but it's your own life that's precious. Not necessarily the life of the guy that's tailgating you down the highway. The world's valuation of life corresponds directly with the valuation of self. It's a self-centered thing. And the world has done a tremendous job of devaluing the lives of others. Rampant pornography has devalued the lives of others, particularly women, into being just objects of pleasure. Movies and TV shows and music and video games glorify violence and murder so that when we hear about real violence on the news, it doesn't really affect us anymore. The debate over life in the womb has been changed into a debate over women's rights, so that if you stand up for the life of an unborn baby, you're now labeled as anti-women. Yes, life is valuable to the world, but not everyone's. No, it's my life that is the most valuable, and your life is valuable insofar as it serves mine. This valuation of life directly contradicts how the Lord views it. We learn about the personal care that the Lord shows in bringing each individual to life in Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. When Jesus was on earth, he didn't rejoice in the death of others, nor did he even allow himself to be impartial. When Lazarus died, Jesus wept. When Jesus visited the town of Nain and saw the widow weeping over the death of her son, we're told that the Lord had compassion on her and said, "Do not weep," and raised her son to life again. And of course, nowhere do we see more clearly God's valuation of the lives of others than in Jesus' purpose here on earth. Philippians 2 teaches us, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus considered his own life to be less valuable than ours, giving it up on Good Friday in our place, submitting to death so that we could avoid death as our certain fate. And our discussion of life doesn't end there. For 3 days later, Jesus took up his own life again. God raised him from the dead so that now he who was dead is alive forevermore. And there's a very important promise for us connected with Jesus' resurrection. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Yesterday was Easter, and if you were at church, there were likely Easter lilies decorating the sanctuary. It's the symbol of life springing up where the plant had once been dead just a few months before. And if you think about one of these Easter lilies, imagine a plant that has just one bloom and three or four others that are tailing behind and have yet to bloom. That first flower is the first fruits, the proof that the plant is alive and healthy, and the assurance that those other buds will soon bloom. Jesus' resurrection to life is the sign that God's plan worked. The Lord defeated death and has assured us that though we may die, we will live. We too will be raised on the last day and given everlasting life, for we have trampled death under our feet through the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior. Our lives have been purchased back from death with God's own blood. May we view our own lives, and particularly the lives of others, through this lens. The Lord declares in Ezekiel 33, "As I live, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." Let each of us use our lives for this purpose, taking every day and using it to its fullest by sharing the certain hope of everlasting life that Jesus has won for mankind. You only live once, and in Christ, that life will never end. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.